Yavsha Hakol again, that's Mem of the Days. We're up to the Gemara. We read the Mishnah last time. And now the Gemara. The Mishnah gives us the Klal itself, a Davis Ein Gidulim in the Oretz, and then doesn't give specific examples of what Ein Gidulim in the Oretz would encompass. But it goes on to include other halachas of Sahako based on the stamma other considerations, Chomet, Noblos, Govai. Well, Govai would be Ein Gidulim in the Oretz, but that's mentioned Pashtus because of Yudas Cholek, according to almost all of Yishonim, there's Cholek on that as well, he's quoted in Klala. But Chomets and Noblos Pashtus to speak based on other considerations as we saw and we discussed. Not Chashu, but Tishtani, we'll see more about that as well. But here we have a Braisa that's going to bring more examples, far more than what I mentioned in the Mishnah. And in the way it's brought in the Braisa are groupings, not the long list of 13 or so examples, but groupings by themselves. Tan Rabbana. Aldavar Shein Gidulim in the Oretz, Kigon. Now we have a Kigon. So in the first group, Sar Behemos Chayos Ba'ofos V'Dagim. The eating meat of animals, Chayos, Ofos, fowl, or fish. Omesh Shakon Yevidvaro. So that's the first group. Obviously that group is exactly an example that fits perfectly in the profile of Ein Gidulim in the Oretz. But instead of just making it one long list, the Braisa continues with the second group. The first group obviously has the parallel of Basa, Behema, Chayva, Ois, Bedagim. We can see that as a unit. Now it goes on. Halachala, Vala Beitzin, Vala Gvina, Omer Shahako. Another group. What do these have in common? I mean, they are obviously part of the larger category, Ein Gidulim in the Oretz, but do they have an internal logic that connects them? They're byproducts of the animal, right? But not the basar itself, I guess you could say. The beitzim, the chalav. Interesting order. Chalav, beitzim, gavina. Right? Gavina, chalav would maybe make more sense to pair together. I think the Rashash is more at the point. Although I think Rav Yaakov maybe says that beitzim and chalav are found in chumash, Lashon chumash. By Shuach HaKein, you have the word beitzim, you have chalav, of course. Yeah, Avabinu says chalav. The word gavina you don't find in chumash, you have it in the Iyov. I don't know where, somewhere here, is the word Gavina. Okay, so maybe that's why that your order is what it is. But anyway, the theme certainly, the category, the subcategory, you can see them as connected. Okay, then we continue. Ala pas she'ipsha, v'ala yayin she'hikrim, v'ala tav she'u shavet surasa omer shahako. Now these three also seem to have a parallel with each other. Pas she'ipsha, the bread got moldy, the wine got foamy, or so it's getting spoiled. Vala tavshu shavet surasa, some dish, let's say some zonos dish, pashtus, that's it's beginning to look spoiled also. So it's shahako. So this is l'chayra, not based on Ein Gidulim in the Oretz, like everything until now. It's based on another consideration, right? That is, let's call it lack of chashivas, or we'll call it the Ishtani. We'll see how to exactly be Magdirit. But the three obviously have a common idea. So that's also mentioned in the Braisa as a third group. And then there's one more group, and that is Al Melach Dal Zamit Val Kmeinu Pitrios, Omer Shahako. Melach is salt. Zamit is, some say, salt water. That's what the Bach has earlier. And others say it means brine, marak. I think there have been chananos, like a marak or a brine. And what's kamein apitrios? So these are mushrooms. What's the difference exactly between them? What? Where they grow, what? They grow, I think that there's a ritva here, maybe a gra. The gra thing says, kamein deleba aret, pitrios gidem ala kalin. That's what the gra in Chiddushia gra says. One grows on the earth, one grows on vessels. I think the Ritva is one is above ground, one is a little bit below ground, no? Something like that. And the Ritva, they're similar in that way. They're first going to describe the nature of how they grow. They are growing sort of not exactly in a normal way as something grows in soil, but they grow and you see them. So they get a shahako. Now what's the nature of this fourth group? Melach, Zamis, Kamein, Pitrios. Melach and Zamit are similar. Not exactly. It's a semi-spice, but it's also sometimes eaten. I mentioned this earlier, melach and zamit, that you might have thought wouldn't make a bracha at all. Migar, the Gemara is by Kuki, sorry, the Kukiani, right? So the Gemara says, Migar, melach and zamit, the Tanan, the Sanya, Amachzam the Mishah Hakol Itzvich. Over there, Ovid Nish the Shadi Lepume. The Gemara Daf Lamed Vav. Amakimcha the Sairi. Maybe not. Okay, so that's those two. What about why command pit just paired with that? I don't know. What would be the... See, the Rishonim raise a question here. Why didn't the Raisa just give the whole list from beginning to end? Would have been simpler. So one way to answer, they say, is that thematically, things about right? That they're grouping. They're grouped together based on some common features. Okay, so you can see more or less the common features, except maybe the last group. I'm not sure what would be the... What would unite Kmeina Pitfios with Melch and Zamit? I don't know. What?
They're not
Zon. They don't fill you as a fish. They still make a Shah. Okay, so that may be good. Maybe that's it. That's one answer that they give. The other answer is that the Tana, the Braisa, was Mekabel from a Rebbe. One group, from one Rebbe, let's say, or one Shir. And then a different day, or a different Shir, or a different Rebbe, he heard a Memra about, you know, Chal Bina, Beis Avina, right? And another time, he heard from a Rebbe, the Dina Shahako on the other group. So the Mela, because he heard it from different times, different Rebbe, and so that's why he kept it in a separate group. That's what the, I believe the Ra'ah and the others, the Rashba, maybe also say like that. So it's a Rush, right? Or more or less say, in Rajba, it should say Rav. I think it was a... Yeah. Me'rav Plan, V'chada, it should say Chada, Me'rav Plan, different Rebbe. And the Ra'ah, does he say, because it's a different Rebbe or a different time? First he says, Kulan Yan Chaluki, Inami Efter Hakishabin Otani Chada Chada. He doesn't say different Rebbe, but he heard it separately. Okay. Okay, so that's why it's grouped separately. Now, how do you contrast the Braisa to the Mishnah? The Mishnah doesn't bother with all of these specific examples, right? At least the Faneinu, not Mishnah. Interesting. What does it say in the Mishnah? Chometz Noglos Govai. That's in the Mishnah. And that's not even necessarily meant to, you know, to mean the Farish Engidum in the Aretz. There's the Chor Chometz and Noglos Argidum in the Aretz, but they still get a Shahakam. In the Braisa, you have a number of examples that are specifically under the label directly of Engidulim and Aretz, right? The first two groups, Sar Behema Chayes V'Ofos V'Dagim, and then Chalaveitzim Gvina. So, and yet, what does the Mishnah mention that the Braisa doesn't mention? What? What does the Mishnah mention that's not in the Braisa? The case of Chometz, Noblos, and Govai are not in the Braisa. No, Govai, maybe it's not such a kasha. You think you do them in the Aretz, and you mention already, Basa Gvina, you're mentioning really the Hemachais, the Ophos, the Dogims. You have to mention also the Shvatzim that are kosher. No, no. And Rabbi Yehuda's not mentioned anyway, so you don't have to mention Govai specifically. But why not mention Chometz and Yayin? Chometz, so maybe it is sort of implicit. Why? Because what does the Braisa say? That's similar.
Yayin
Sheikrim, Pasha Ibsha. So maybe in that way you don't have to mention Chometz specifically, and Yayin and Novlos is similar to that. Also, one Pshat and Novlos, we'll see Novlos tomorrow. What happened with Novlos? I found something interesting though. In the Ra'ah, it seems like he did have it. In the Braisa, in Nira. The Ra'ah, look in the Ra'ah, look at his girsa here on this Braisa. You have to check, maybe in the Rif also, I'm not sure, but I saw that in the Ra'ah, certainly I saw it. Look at, he says, Piska, right? He's quoting. Adavish Gedum in the Aretz, Tan Rabbana. Now look how he has it. Al davishing dum in the artski gom basa bay machayva opus vidagim amashahako. Next. Now what do we have next in our braisa by us? Right after that? Chala beitza vina amashahako. What does he have next? It's already a shinui. Never, What does he have next? Al pas shi ipsho yan shi hikir my tapshu shavit zavas amashahako. He flips it. He puts that second. And what does he put third? Chav bina beitz m'shahako. So that's the first thing you notice. In the, he flipped the second group and the third group. But then what does he have in group number four? We have right after that comes to Melech and Zanuk, right? What does he have? He has ala chomet v'ala nobos v'al govai m'shahako. And then he has Rav Yehuda Omer, Kosher min kala in Baruch in Olav. So he puts that part of the Mishnah into the Braisa, and then he goes with group number, what he has now, group five, Melech Zamit Balkneim Patrios. So, first of all, it's interesting that he has the whole section of the Mishnah in the Braisa. But that alone would be fine, except where does he put it? You see, if he wouldn't have flipped group two and group three, I would have had an easier time putting it into the Braisa, because then where would you put it in the Braisa? Right next to what? So then right after that, you could say Chometz, because there's a carol, so he'd give you both. But he put the case of Pashti Ipsha, then he has Basar, Chalav Vina Beitzim, and then he puts in the Mishnah. I don't know what to make of that. Check the Duke Sofin, they also bring a Kinnir and such a Girsa. They have the Girsa Chometz Vela Novus Aguvai in the Braisa. Yeah, but I don't know, but it has Pashti Ipsha earlier. It's what the Ra'ah has. I don't know if anyone wants to check the Rif.
The Rosh also.
So then it's very Radna, very strange. Like, why? I mean, putting it into the Braisa is one thing, but why put Pashti Ipsha before Chalbeitz? Wouldn't that be naturally the thing to follow the first group? Like we have Basar Behem Mechayv Oz V'Dagim, and then Chola Beitz Gvina. Now you're going to go to Pashti Ipsha, then you could put in after that. You could put Chometz. So I don't know. You say the Rif has it that way also. Okay. All right, but this is basically the way the Brais is structured. So it's an elaboration on the Mishnah, which is the Derech of a Brais. But again, it's interesting that En Giduim in the Aretz, the Pashtus is specific to certain things, and then there's a whole other type of group or examples that are Oshahako seemingly for other types of reasons. It doesn't seem to be specifically En Giduim in the Aretz. The Braisa is Lashon Kigon. I mean, it's interesting. The Kigon goes on the first group. It could have gone on the second group also, the one that we have, the Girsa that we have, at least. If you flip the gear, so then maybe the Kigon couldn't go on the second group, because that's not in Kiddum and Arts. It's Kiddum and Arts, but it became worsened, deteriorated. Okay, so this is what we'll talk soon about, more specifically the Pashti Ipsha. Let's first see the whole Gemara, and then we'll come back to the Inyan of Pashti Ipsha, which is a whole Inyan by itself. Let's just read the whole Gemara. So after quoting the Braisa, the Gemara raises a question specifically about Kameno Pitrios. So, we read here in the Braisa that Kameno Pitrios are the Bracha is Shahako. Now, here, it's interesting. The Gemara assumes, based on the fact that it's Shahako, that the reason it's Shahako is because it's not Gidulei Karka. So, that's what the Gemara is now going to raise a question. The Nemra, the Kameno Pitrios, God Gidulei Karka, in it. Are you therefore telling me that Kneo Pitrios are not Gidulei Karka? That's why it's Shahako V'asanya. We have a Braisa, we got Binadarin. Hanoder Miperos Ha'aretz. Person uses a Lashon in his Neder that I'm not going to get Hanoah from Peros Ha'aretz. Aser B'Peros Ha'aretz. Umutu B'Kneo Pitrios. And he is able to eat mushrooms. Because mushrooms are not called Peros Ha'aretz, because they're not technically growing from the ground. If he uses a more expansive Russian gidulei karka, also abikmeno pitrios. So here you see in Hilchos Nedarim that gidulei karka include kmeno pitrios. So how can it say over here that you're making a shahako, and apparently that's because you're not gidulei karka? You see, they are gidulei karka. That's the kash of the Gemara. So what's driving the Gemara's kasha? That Shmeno Pitrios, notwithstanding the fact that it's not Peres Haaretz, because the Bimutter, a person who was known their Peres Haaretz, he's Mutter, but they argue Dulei Kark. So, and the Brice is Mashma that they're not Dulei Kark, because that's why you get a Shahako. So what does Gemara want the Halacha to be? Mekadama. Yeah, but that Dhamma is on why? What's the Mishnah tell us in Daf Lamed Hey? When do you make a Dhamma? On Peros Haaretz. The same Brice that you're quoting says that you say Peros Haaretz are also to me. You're Mutter Bikmina Petrius. So, how can you get a Dhamma? Are they Peros Haaretz? Are they Gidui Karaka? Now, Stamma said then, we have to ask ourselves another question. There's Peres Haaretz Adama, and there's Gidui, there's En Gidulim in the Aretz, is Shahako. What if it's Gidui Aretz, Gidui Karka, but not Peres Haaretz? Well, seemingly that's what we have here.
The Yerakos,
again, they're Peres Haaretz too, except Yehuda had a more specific dracha for it. So you want to say that's Lashon B'nei Adam. Peres Haaretz, the Lashon Hilchos Nedarim, which is a function of Lashon B'nei Adam, that's when you can't be usher in Kmeina Pitrios. But Hilchos Brachos doesn't have to follow Lashon B'nei Adam, so you can make Adam. It's a good time. This is a whole shayla. It's at the beginning of the parak, the Rashash. Are the Lushonos Bichas and Nenin bound to Lashon B'nei Adam or bound to Lashon Torah? If it has to conform to Lashon B'nei Adam, then you have a problem. But if you want to say that we don't have to tie it down to Lashon B'nei Adam, then you have a good yishuv to this kash. In other words, the Gemara is pushing it should be Adama. But then again, what is the Gemara's kash? Then let's go back to, but we're still asking from the Dorim. So let's figure out the Gemara's kash. Manasha, you tell me that you're not connecting to Lashon B'nei Adam, so all you see over here is that in Lashon B'nei Adam, you say Gidulei Karka, you mean Gmein Pitrus as well. So now, turn the tables on your svar. So then what's the Gemara's kasha? Maybe for Lashon B'nei Adam, you'd be usher, but technically, they're not Gidulei Karka. So for Hilchos Brachos, it has to be Gidulei Karka, halachically speaking. So that's where you make a shahakam. But the fact that Yochai Asher Ben Adarim, that's because Lashon Ben Adam, it includes him. So I don't know. How can you have it both ways? To answer for Adama, you can say it can depart from Lashon Hilchos Adarim. It doesn't have to be tied down to Lashon. But then for the Kasha the Gemara, why is it a Kasha the Gemara? That's one diyuk in Pshat here on the Gemara's Kasha. So let's just see if we can finesse this. So, who says that the Gemara wanted the bracha to be Hadama? I don't know what the bracha would be. I don't know. You have a problem. Okay. But I have another problem. You can't make Shahako. What are you going to do? You can't make Shahako because they're Karka. And Mishnah says En Gidulo, and it sounds like it's En Gidulo in the Arts. It's a Kasha. It's Kasha. It's Mashbet from the Brice. It's En Gidulo in the Arts, and it is Gidulo Karka. Okay, so it doesn't stim. You can't make shakos and gedulim in the aretz. Okay, so what should you do? Make a dama? Can't make a dama. So what are you going to do? That's another problem. Okay, so figure out a solution. Make a bracha on something else. Cover your bases. I don't know. Or create a new tzuras of bracha. But Neil, the gemara's kasha is still kasha. Asking another kasha doesn't answer this kasha. Who says the Gemara had in mind to make Adam? I don't know if the Gemara had in mind.
I mean, you were saying that the Gemara's goal wasn't to find a bracha necessarily, but just
right.
To point out that there's a major loophole.
You know, there's a problem in the definition. The Brice are suggesting that Kmeina Pitrios are not Gidulei Karka, and here we have an indication that they are Gidulei Karka, Luchas Nedar.
Yeah, meaning that, I think to add on, that they're in the wrong group here. Meaning they should be in the group that's Gidulei Karka, but still gets shackled for a separate reason. Meaning they're in the group with Malach and Zamas, but they shouldn't be in that group because those are really in Gidulei Mina Karka, whereas...
See, here we get to another question. you're getting us to another question. Who says, no, you're asking, maybe you're answering it, but who says that the problem in Tumei Pitros are because of Gedul Menaretz? You see, so fine. So they're Gedul Karka. Where get Shahakal? Who says the reason is because of Gedul Menaretz? You have examples in the Brisa, so they get Shahakal for other reasons. Nelch Vizamit. Where do you mine the salt from? What?
It's rocks.
Rocks. Not like a gidui karka? Like gidui karka. It's not gidui. It's en gidui min ha'aret. It's gidui min ha'aret. So it's not really growing. It's doming. Okay? Shaykh to the earth. Okay. Pas shi'ipsha. Homets. Why are you getting shahako? It comes from the ground. It's gidui min ha'aret. It starts with wheat. Yain shi'ikrim starts with grapes. Why are you getting shahakol? Ishtani or lack of chashivas. Okay, so a davish in a chashiv gets shahakol. So how does Gemara know that the brisa that says you make a shahakol on mushrooms has anything to do with the fact that the brisa is classifying this as not being gedulim in the aretz? So the Gemara has a kashiv from Hilchos Nedarim. That person says Heres Ha'aretz doesn't include Kamehna Pitrios, but he says Gedulei Karka does. Okay, Gedulei Karka includes Kamehna. But why do you get Shahakal? Because it's Ex Chashivas. You see, you can get Shahakal for reasons other than being in Gedulei Ha'aretz. Because we saw examples in the Braisa that give you Shahakal even though they are technically Gedulei Ha'aretz. So if that's true, then what's barring the Gemara's Kash? So you're saying wavy because it's Mashma, that it's putting it together with examples of things that are Engidum and Arts, namely Melech Zamit. And you're going to assume that that's called Engidum and Arts because it's not real growing, right? Melech Zamit.
That's good with the Gemara's Kasha.
But the Kasha is that the fact that it's put there and not together with the
or the Gemara assumes that Melech is on this. Or these are different because these are not Ishtani and maybe they have Kashivos. So the only other logical explanation for why they're
going to
shackle is because of the
Gedulei Menaretz. Why can't it be lacking chashivas? We saw that Rabbeinu Yonah and Rabbeinu Yonah learned that some examples are getting shackled because they don't have enough chashivas. So why can't that be the reason for mushrooms?
Well, why do Melech and Zamas not? Why do Melech and Zamas get a shackle?
First of all, it could be in Gedulei Menaretz.
It could also be it's not chashivas because we know that Melech and Zamas are not Zamas.
Right. It could be for that reason too. It could be two possible reasons. So these are the two issues I'm trying to figure out. First of all, why does the Gemara assume Hilchos Nedarim? What bracha does the Gemara want it to have? If it can't get Adama, seemingly. And who says Hilchos Nedarim has to match up to Hilchos Brachas? And then, of course, maybe the basis for the shakal is not even because of En Gedulei Menaretz, it's because of some other consideration, like Rakim Chashivas. But apparently the Gemara is assuming, no, that it's based on En Gedulei Menaretz, and therefore, that heading goes on Kamehna Pitrios. It's because En Gedulei Menaretz. Even though there's something along the way that's shakal for a different reason, no, but ultimately, the reason of the classification of the Menaretz is what defines Kamehna Pitrios. So we have a problem because Hilchos Nedarim, apparently, the Gemara feels is enough of a basis to ask a kasha. If a person says Gedulei Karka, Olai is Usser, includes Kamehna Pitrios. You have to know Bechal Gedulei Karka. What's the definition of Gedulei Karka? This is someone showing me. There's a Tosis in Baba Kama, a few places really, yes, both of you, Akiva also. The Gemara has a drasha, a few places in Shas, Ugabe, what you can buy with money of Maaseh Sheni, come to Yerushalayim. So there's a limud of Kal Patu Kal, the Torah mentions certain things, it's part of, sandwiched in between like a general phrase, and we have to find a criteria that is similar to what we have in the examples given. So it mentions in the pasuk, "Tabakar tzon yain v'sheichar," and then there's a certain klal at the end, "Choshet zochah nafshecha." Pashas ve'ei. So the Gemara has a kal patukal of primi pribe gidule karka. That's the criteria that all these things have. And what's included, obviously, you can buy baka betzon, you can buy meat. So Tosus points out, this is the Baba Kama, Mendalid, and a few other places. Tosus doesn't bring our Gemara. That's what's interesting. Tosus does not mention brachas daf mem. He mentions the Gemara in Erev in the Kiddushin by Hanukkah. Because the Gemara by Hanukkah, there's also Kal Patukal, what you can give the Eved Ibri for severance. So the Gemara says that if it would just say Goren, I would say, quote, Gidulei Karka in Bali Chaim Lo. So the Gemara there uses the term Gidulei Karka as a phrase that excludes Bali Chaim. And here in Hilchos Maaser Sheni, what you can buy with most Maaser Sheni, it's just primi pribe Gidulei Karka, which includes Bali Chaim. So Tosa says, Hacha Mashma, the book of its own Ikri Gidulei Karka, the Tema in Kedushin, Daf Yud Zayin, Gabi Hanaka, the Gemara seems to say Gidulei Karka in Bali Chaim Lo. So Tosa says, well, sort of in between. Now, what are animals? They live, they function in on the ground. But the inyan dava hayotzi mamish min haaretz luchosh behem gedulei karka the ing harach kan yoser. So Tosus gives his teretz that when it comes to anaka, we're more precise in the definition. We need to be yotzi mamish min haaretz. I'll borrow that. You could say for brachas daf mem. Tosus even by speaking at our gemara. So why is it that basar behema chaya ofos? Why are they not called Gidulei Karka? Why is it called En Gidulei Min Haaretz? You see, possibly it's called Gidulei Karka. So Tosus is saying, in his context, it's not Yotzi Mamish Min Haaretz. I mentioned it because as Shlomo, who are you? Yeah, you pointed out that the Kaf HaChaim, Haskins, unbelievable, he showed me that if a person makes the Diyavet, makes a Hadama on meat, they don't have to repeat a bracha. Because of the Gemara, it brings that that you can call Behemoth Gidulei Karka. It's a pellet. And by the way, he showed me who argues on him. How could you go there? I mean, how could you say such a thing? Say what you want. There's a Gemara that, this Rasha, Primi Gidulei Karka includes, but it's the four other places in Shas that Bali Chaim are excluded from Gidulei Karka. And Tosus already addresses it and says, it's not Yotzei Min Haaretz. Tosus doesn't even bother recognizing that Mem and Brachas, because that's for sure. That's borrow that's not called Gidulei Karka or Gabe Hilchos Brachas. Even b'diavad. Of course you have to repeat the bracha if you say Hadam and Basa. So that's a separate discussion. Gidulei Karka. Now we're discussing, that's Gabe, post parenthesis, that's a Gabe Behemoth. Now we're discussing mushrooms. So the Gemara is saying, the Mishnah, the Bryce is Mashmad, it's not Gidulei Karka, and Hilchos Nedarim wise, it's called Gidulei Karka. And the Gemara feels that's enough of a kash. Okay, so that's what we're holding back in the Gemara. Okay, so what is the Gemara answer? Amar Baye, Nirva Ravu Meara, Minki Loyanki Meara. They grow from the ground, but they're not nourishing from the ground. So that's what they are. They're growing from the ground. We saw Kayla maybe also, Kimebu. Okay, also connected to the ground as din of karka, maybe they're not metal kam that are goof, or maybe the other example that those that are in the ground, the minki ravi me'ar minki lo yanki me'ar. So therefore, the person who says an usher in what in gidulei karka, so it's called gidulei karka because they're growing from the ground. But Hilchos Brachos wise, you can't. Now, if you want it to be Hadama, you can't say Bori Pri Hadama, or you would say Shahako because it's not Yonik from the ground. If it's not Yonik from the ground, you say Shahako. Aye, but the Lashon of the Mishnah was Vaha Al Dovish Engi Duam in the Oretz Katani. The Lashon of Mishnah and the Lashon of Braisa is you make Shahako and Dovish Engi Duo Min Haaretz. In that, literal perspective, it is Giduo Min Haaretz. Tni al davish ein yonik min haaretz. What's the teretz? Tni. What does tni mean? We're changing the girsa? Hard to know. We're changing the girsa? We're magia, the lashna, mishnah, and the braisa. Davash ein giduo min haaretz omeshahako. should not be the gear. So not en gidulo, but en yonek. That's what tani means. When mamash changing the words, is there another way to read it? What do you think? What else could the gemara mean? We're not imagia. We're being mefarish. Gidulo, in the sense here, is a different definition. Not gidulo, growing, but yonek. Where do I find a precedent for that? On the same amud gemara, that the gemara says tani. It doesn't mean we magia, it means we're teaching, we're explaining. Where else does this Amud have the Gemara that Gemara says Tani? A few lines up in the right before the Mishnah. The Gemara brought a Braisa that seemingly was supporting Rab. It says, Lo shachachti milahaski shimcha alav. And what's omitted? Malchus. Rabbi Yochanan says Tani Malchus. What does the Gemara say? Rabbi Yochanan Tani v'lo shachachti maski shimcha b'chutzcha. What does that Tani mean? So, it could be that somebody should have learned it with Magia the Braisa. The Rush says we don't hold it. Rabbi Yochanan, maybe because he had the Magia the Braisa. The Ritva, I found, says that the Gemara doesn't mean for Rabbi Yochanan to change the add words in the Braisa. Rather, the Gemara means that Malchus is an expansion of Haskaras Hashem. So, Melahaske Shimcha, in what way? In the fullest way. Not just Hashem, but Hashem is Malcha Olam. It's a definition within Haskaras Hashem. So says the Ritva Pshat in the word Tani right before the Mishnah here. That would not Magia the Brice. I don't know what the time we were omit on this, but it's an interesting thing. Kaloma, the Hachi Kamar, Melahaske Shimcha Karaui, the Hainu Bahadi Malchus. So I would just perhaps suggest, I didn't see this anywhere, but I'd suggest that maybe here as well, it's hard to say that the Gemara meant that the whole girsa of the Mishnah Braisa has to be changed to read it as Ein Yonek. But with Taichin, what Gidulo means, it's not Gidulo in the broader sense that it's growing from the ground, but it's Gidulo means that's what makes it grow, that's what giving it its nourishment, the Yonika. So it's teaching the word gedulo in a more narrow way. Not that we're changing the word to leonic. And again, my parallel would be the Ritva and the Gemara before. Not everyone has to learn that way in the Gemara before, but the Ritva does learn it that way. Okay, so that is how the Gemara comes out, maskana, why we explain that mushrooms are shahako, and the definition of why, because they are considered in gedulo min haaretz. What happened to our question? Maybe they're getting a shahako for some other reason. We have to know what told the Gemara that it's based on that. Maybe there's some other consideration, and then the kasha wouldn't have started. We'll see if we can come up with a pshat here soon. But it's a good deal. Why does Gemara have to assume it's based on gedulo min haaretz? Maybe there's another consideration, and that's the reason why it's shahako. After all, we had along the way other things that were shahako seemingly for other reasons. Okay, so let's look a little more carefully at the examples earlier in the list that at first glance are not based on per se in Gidulim Ha'aretz. And what is the bracha shahako? So what is that? Pashti ipsha and yayin shehikra. Right? Okay, Yaitan, what's the question? No, it's okay.
Pas and homemades, can't they necessarily say that they're too far removed and they are not
Gidulo. So let's speak it out. I was going to come back to it. Let's talk and go with what you're saying. It all comes together. I never know exactly what I'm going to say first, the second, the third, and shift. But this is good. You sing a very nice svara. I don't know, I didn't see mamish and forish anywhere, but I think it's a godly svara. It's very strange. You read the Mishnah, Ein Gidulo Min Haaretz, and then you go on, you see something that seems to be a different Mahalach, what's the Shaychus? You gave me a klal, that sounds like that's the Yisod. And then you give me something else that seems to be based on a different consideration. What's the Shaychus between Chometz being Shahako and Gidulim the Earth being Shahako? And so to the Braisa, and Gidulim the Earth, Kigon, and then you have Hemus Chayef Obos Gesheder, Cholof Beitzim Gvinat Gesheder, but now Pashi Ipsha, Yain Shikrim, that's not based on Gidulim the Earth. So, let's go in our Kala Al-Kavi. The easiest way to go is like this. Let's still hold our own. What's the basis for why Shahako on Chometz? What did Rabbi Yonasan do when they learned it, for example? How did he learn it? Hekel Chashivas. So how does the Hekel Chashivas reason parallel, connect, associate with the Engidul Min Haaretz? Sounds like it's two separate things. The answer is there's a common idea. What is Engidul Min Haaretz? Why is Engidul Min Haaretz? Get Shahakom. Let's go dig deeper. Why? Why? To the extent it's Engidul Min Haaretz, it's lacking Chashivas. In other words, the more that it's Shaykh to the natural order of a pre, in the way Hashem created the world, it's nourishing from the land, that's more Chashiv. We have hierarchy of foods. So food that's Gidulim in the arts is more chashuv than the food that's Engidulim in the arts. So the fact that the Engidulim in the arts is shahako is itself an indication that it's less chashuv. The food is less chashuv. It's Engidulim in the arts. No, so by extension, another example of a food that's less chashuv is Pashi Ipsha, Chometz, Novlos. That would be one way to bridge the gap. It's not like a new cloud. Under the same underlying premise, that could be, that maybe Yom Tzimilu may do it. But what Eitan's timing may be a little more deep. The idea is that when these things are ishtani, so what it does is it severs the relationship to its past. In other words, when the past becomes ipsha, so you no longer can view this in the way that you did until now. It's no longer connected to its history, because it's now not any longer past. We'll see. This could be a way to quote the Bir Halacha. It's no longer what it was. It's curious. It's ishtadi. So true, yayin shehikrim. It's not yayin anymore. So where does it fall now? So what is it? It's become, in effect, panim chadashos. It's engidul min haaretz. This new thing is engidul min haaretz. If I don't see it as connected to its history, so it's only Gidulim in Haaretz because I look at its past origin. But if I see this as being transformed into something new, so this is something new, it's a synthetic, artificial creation, and not artificial, it's a natural process, but it's no longer shaykh to what was before. So it becomes, in effect, Gidulim in Haaretz. That's what you're saying. Yeah. So, therefore, the Gemara has this would be the issue of Tadakashi here. What told the Gemara that Pitrios get a shakal because Engi Duam in the Oretz, and therefore ask a kasha from the Dar. Maybe the reason why Pitrios mushrooms get shakal is for some other reason, and therefore it's not a stira from the Mishnah in the Dar. There you can think, quote, Gidul Kaka, but shakal for another reason. The answer is the Gemara understands that fundamentally everything that's going to be shakal is defined ultimately by the same yisod. It's Engi Duam in the Oretz. Sometimes they do the arts in the most obvious way, gvina, basar, beitzim. Basar is a little more, you have to explain it with tosis, it's not yosim in the arts. And sometimes it could be because pashi ibsha chometz, it's a new thing. So that new thing is engidulim in the arts. It's not shaykh to its past. So kvina pipius have to ultimately, because engidulim in the arts, fact, think about what I mean. Nothing changed. It's the same thing, it's growing. It's gidulim in the arts. And you see a person's usser. It's not Paris arts, but it's Gidulim in Haaretz. What does it say? Gidulim in Haaretz means, as we're explaining, Yonik in Haaretz. So if we're like that, then basically the Mishnah's cloud is in fact the defining reason for everything that follows. And I don't think it stems with all the Rishonim. Yonson Yilonil talked about Akav Chashivas, so then you have to say it the other way, that Gidulim in Haaretz is another way of describing something that's acting like in Chashivas. And the reason why you get Shahakov for these things is because there's no Chashivas. The way you're saying it, forget the opposite. The ultimate defining reason why it's Nahako is because Engidulim in Haaretz. And those things that are transformed become Engidulim in Haaretz. A few questions, Aaron. Yeah.
And I think we could say a little bit about one that the Pas Shivsha is in Engidulim in Haaretz, and that we still have something of Chashivas, because the way the Rif set quotes all the groupings, that it's the Basar Vidagim,
yeah,
then the Pas Shivsha, and then the Vina and Kala, because he's putting the Pashimcha that's in the middle, so it's showing that it is individually paragraph.
He's saying, yeah.
And then he quotes later a couple other things. Then he says the Chometz of Novlos and Gavai, then the Rebuda thing. Then he says the Pitrios after, so that could be the lack of Chashivas, but the Pas could still be.
But think once you start saying that, once you say Chometz of Pitrios for a different reason, then the problem becomes what's Bar Nigma. You have to be miyashav akasha. The Gemara, if you're going to say there's a second consideration other than engedum and aretz, then you have to know how the Gemara knew to ask akasha from the case of the Darim. The Gemara is assuming that Kamina Pitcher is getting shakal is because engedum and aretz. And then the kasha becomes, but you see, gedui, first says gedui kaka asa to me includes mushrooms. But maybe the reason why mushrooms are shakal for a different reason. So you have to, you know, to say that is not going to help us to answer our kasha. So better is to say somehow that everything has to fall back on engedum and aretz. Or there's some other reason. The Gemara knew that even though there might be other examples of shahakal for other reasons, but the Gemara knew for some reason, maybe because it's grouped together with melach, that the reason for this happens to be because of engedum and aretz. Lo yodea. But we got a little bit ahead of ourselves, because really we have you already answered implicitly the bir halachas kasha. Why? I know we're going backwards, but like, why pas shivsha get shahakal? The way that we're masbir right now, why is pas shivsha getting shahakal? Because it's not pas. And therefore, if I had asked you a kasha, what do you do afterwards? What do you say afterwards after pas shivsha? What bracha? And that's what the Ram paskins. Fek the bir halacha. But wait a second. I understand that Chum wanted to downgrade the bracha because it lacks chashivos, because it's hard to eat it, v'chuli v'chuli. So they may make shahakal, very good. But Umay said, if it's nechal, it's still pas. Birchas ha-Muslims do raisa, I cannot have birchas ha-Muslim. That's the bare halachas kasha we'll see in a minute. But the way we're explaining it, no, it's not pas. And that's the mashmos of the Rashgam of Gabi Yayin Shikrim as well. And the Rebav in the back of the Gemara also, the lesson of the Rebav. No, it's in the Rebav. Where do we see it? Chut, Rashi. Yeah, the Rashbam. Yeah. I thought it was also here, but okay. Aaron, yeah. I mean, Daniel.
You saw Rashi earlier about Dor Muskin, that he says it can't be prunes.
Yeah.
And so Rabbi gave an answer that could be because the history is still somewhat attached to it, and you would have had to make the ha'etz. It would be the shahak on this first.
Different.
No, so I'm asking now, would you have to make a bracha first on Pascha Ifsha if you have three, let's say you have two different things that are shahak?
I'm saying if it gets reduced but still gets a kadima.
Right.
The shahak should be a kadima because of its past. Okay, you're talking. Yeah.
For the pshat, it's not directly connected.
Maybe
now,
what about Nevolos? Nevolos is tomorrow's year.
I'm saying that's
very nogeya in Chanan. You got two pshat in Nevolos. We have to. We're not finished.
In terms of why you want to make a birchas hamazon on the pasha ifsha,
this is the bir halacha. We'll get to it in 2 minutes.
We have the Gemara Lamed Hamer Beis. We tried asking on Yayin. Is Yayin Sa'id? And they said if it's Sa'id, you would make a Berachas HaMazon. So if it's passive, it's not Sa'id anymore, you shouldn't make a Berachas HaMazon on it.
Get to this. We'll get to Be'alach. He says you didn't have the shear. If you had the shear, you are Sabeya. That's this. Here's a Chiddush. He says only if it's not if you have a lesser shear. He thinks if you had a bigger shear, maybe you should make a Berachas HaMazon. Yes.
We see that these angry little roots, they just don't fit into the category of any other Berachas. Like, these are almost so shackles, like default Berachas.
You're talking about what I asked before about the Pitrios, what bracha did Gemara want you to have? You're going back to that kasha?
Yeah.
We had a few horrors ago, so it's backtrack. The Gemara raised the question on Kamena Pitrios. You see from the Mishnah, from the Baisa, it's not Gidui Karka. You see from the Darin that it is. So question number one we had was, so what bracha do you want it to be? Hadama, also it doesn't fit in the Darin, because it's not called Paris Ha'aretz. That was horror number one. So we don't have a full answer to that. But the other ha'ara that we maybe have a mahal to answer is, okay, but who told the Gemara that the reason for the shahako is because it's engedum and ha'aretz? Maybe it's for some other consideration, like lack of chashivas. You're asking within the first question, right? What bracha would it be, according to the Gemara? What?
Like, could the reason for shahako be because that's the default bracha?
Yeah, but the Gemara is asking that you should, the Gemara is asking not that you shouldn't be shahako, but that it doesn't, that it's still a kasha anyway because of the way it's mashba. Why it's a shahako? You're saying that, okay, maskim shahako, it should be shahako. But it sounds for some reason, it sounds like shahako is because ain't get the woman in the arts, but it should be shahako for another reason. Don't know. And that's a bit of art. I mean, anyway, it's shahako, so what's bothering the Gemara? Okay, maybe the kasha is just kasha just in terms of terminology.
to what Ethan said before, are we saying that any shinoi at all, any shinoi? He's like, what about it's not that the derech
even? Yeah, of course. We know that. Yeah, and of course. So the answer is not that the derech makes it that it's not a really nishtani. It's because it's still related. If that was the agenda, that was the purpose, that was the whole agenda, so this is still holding. You see the association. Think about what it means. Not that the derech means that when I see this, I'm thinking about this. In other words, one is for the sake of the other. So this is the Spitz Prix. This is for the sake of. So that's good. But once you have the Ishtani, no longer is Pas, no longer is Yayin. Look at the Bir Halacha, Chaver. No, we should see the Yukim and the Rambam also. We just look at the Bir Halacha. The Machaber brings in Reish Dalet, Adavish Engi Dulo Min Ha'aretz. Is there a book of Basel also for the Rashban? They won't think of anything about Basel. Yeah, okay, we'll look. Either way. Yeah. Okay, so we'll have this for to answer for the Bir Halacha. Al Dav Shein Gidul Min Ha'aretz Kigon Basa Be'ema Chai Va'of Dagim. Dates, and here it goes one list. One, Beitzim Chalav Vina. Interesting, the order, right? We have to see the Rambam also has a little bit different order. What do we have by us? Chalav Beitzim Gvina, right? What does Machabes say? Dagim. Beitzim Chalav Gvina, right? Order is different. The Rambam also has it like that, right? What does the Rambam have in his order? In Perikah Elecha Aleph, he says, Vamsh Engi Duem in Aretz Kigon Basar Ugvina. Well, Mamish strange, the Rambam's order. Basar Ugvina, he puts them together. Basar Ugvina, the Dagim. Ubeitzim, Umayim, the Chalav Udvash. Mamish makes his own order completely. The Mechaber, probably the Torah also, based on the Torah, he says, Beitzim Chalav Gvina. And what did they have by us? Chalav Beitzim Gvina. And the Rashash wanted to be Chalav Gvina Beitzim. Okay, right. Upashi Ipsha, the Tavsho Nishtana Tsurasho, didn't mention Yain Shikrim. Skipped over. Viniskalkel, and then Novlos, which is for tomorrow. Shim Tamam Shabishu Masarf Machom, Vyavshu Baal Guvai, because that's in the Mishnah. Baal Melach, Baal Me Melach, Baal Amorak, that's another, that's Zamit. The Al Kamenu Pitrios, the Al Kora, that's the other thing that we discussed in the earlier Sugya. Baal Lobe Gefanim, Baal Shkidim Nesukim, okay. Baal Chazis, the list continues. Kimcha Desairi, Sheikha Tmarim, Sheikha Sarmesa Orim, and all of this is going to be Shahako, Mevarach Shahako, and so that's. Okay. Zekta Mishtabura, Pasha Ibsha, Viniskalka Ksas Al Yedei Zeh. Got a little bit ruined. The Iuniskalka Gami, Vlad Chazakilas Adam, Ein Barchen Alav Klau, Kamim in the Tavshu. So it was Niskalka Ksas. So too, Niskatavshu Shinshan Surasa, Viniskalka Mari Gamkin, Shiskalka Ksas, below Gamri. Otherwise, you wouldn't even make Shahako. That's the Mishnebura. Says the Bir Halacha. Da, the Nevor Baramba, the Kol Elu Shabichasin Shahako, Brach Achronu Shalabarin Fashas Rabos. That's the Rambam in Perik Ches, Halacha Ches, right? Hapas Shi Ibsha, Yain Shi Ikris, Tapshu Shabit Surasa, Vanoblos, Vachomet Vagubai, Vanelch Vakneo Pitrios. The list is quite interesting, how he Rambam puts it. And that's going on Pashi Ipsh as well. Which is a drabbanan. So it keva de lo chashivi amru shibarach rak shahakal. The Chacham can say when there's a lack of chashivas, it's spoiled bread, it's moldy bread, we're going to take away the hamotzi. But Bechas Hamazim, Dindo Raisa, Ech Nifka Chiyuba, where does that disappear? Bread is bread. The Mishnah Berurah is assuming that it has a shame pass. Elamai, the Chacham downgrade the bracha because of the fact that it loses chashivas because it was a skalkel tzas. So where do you lose the Bechas Hamazim? How can you tamper with the Dindo Raisa? That's his kash. And you see the Gemara The Gemara is Medam Bracha Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim Mashma Biyuma. Dachio Diat Chak Shma Achila. As long as it, you know, you might not be excited eating it. It's a challenge to eat it, whatever. But Lamaisa, it is past and it fills you up. Love Kfanim Chayiv. Nestavu Deli Kfanim Avachil Gemura Diat Chak. Chimucha Pedya B'Simin Reish Beis. Lin Bracha Shma Achila. Lin Bracha Shma Achila. Bracha B'Chasar Uyala. Ubinyanenu Mishum Dlo Chashivu. How does he understand Pastor Ipsha, the Bi'er Halacha? What's the reason why the Bracha Shahako? Because the Chashivas was it lacks Chashivas. So they changed the Bracha. They took away the Bracha Chashiva of Amotzi. So the best that he can say in response is, the stomach not geek, they see me have such a bread. I mean, like, who's going to want to eat a lot of it? The doichik, you'll eat a little bit of it. So, maybe all here, because a marzon, as we know, is only the rabbanan, right? The deraisa, you geek, they see me. The rabbanan, kezai, kebeza. Ule yeshloima, the dafka shlocha, they see me, because marzon, shul, the rabbanan, good, then you would make a very good fashion, it's not a bechas marzon, the rabbanan. Avish ocho, they see me, the bechas marzon, the raisa, chai, ver, bechas marzon, kim de atchak, chazir achira. You may shock in the beginning. No. We find like Pasuk Bekisnin as well. You can find such a thing. You can make Hamotz at the end and not Hamotz in the beginning. So he would make the case that you could have Shahako in the beginning. Good trivia question. Shahako with a Birchas Hamazon will feed the Bir Halacha. If you have Kedei Sviya, Pascha Ipsha. But Lucher, the response to this Kasha would be, in light of what we begin talking out, that really the problem is not that just lacks chashivas. The problem is that the ishtani is the problem. And the ishtani means that it loses the shem pas. And this is mevor in the Rashban, in Baba Basra, when the Gemara discusses, in the case of Yayin Shehikrit there, in the sixth parak in Baba Basra, that's kamat the lashana of the Rashban. Second. Gemara is discussing it. It looks like one way and it smells something else. And the Gemara quotes this Mishnah. Yayin hanimka b'chanus. You make hagafen. Amav Yehuda, you make hagafen. Here's the Omer Gavi Chamedat Ikrim Lamali. How could it be? Meshidei apashiyav yanshikrim. You make shahakam. So here the Rashban, commenting on the Mishnah, explains. It smells like chometz, it tastes like wine. That's what the Gemara is discussing. The Gemara quoted this Mishnah. He says, "L'mi'utei de'lo yivarach al pas birchas hamotzi da'alav lechem hu. Da'al ha'yayin lo yivarach ha'gothen. Da'al ha'tavshim u'mehiminim gondaisu lo yivarach mizonos." It's not lechem. And Yayin Sheikrim is not Yayin. And Tafshil, Shabbat Suraso, you wouldn't make what Tafshil we're talking about, Mesama Tafshil of Maisa Kedera. How far do you take it for both sides? What about fruit? What about an apple that gets somewhat moldy? Would you think the same halacha? Would you lose its aids to make Shahako? Would it only be limited to Hamotzi, Hagafen, and Mizonos? Shaila. It's not. You use it shame pre. Could be only dvarim chashuv in the etzem pas. It's chashuv, and that's why they will kovei hamotzi when it begins to get moldy or miskalkutzas. Then it's no longer pas. So to yayin, because yayin is chashuv, now it gets a little bit foamy. Then it loses its chashivas, and you get shahako. Mizonos maybe is also somewhat of a chashivas. But just because of fruit, it's a little bit somewhat rotten, maybe it's not going to lose its ha'etz. Nachal de'adchak, we find both sides could also be ha'etz, so maybe it's no worse than that. Daniel and Avia.
As you say, if something is only going up because of its chashiva, so it doesn't have that chashiva, like Rabbi's saying.
It makes it worse because it was supposed to be brought up. Now,
the reason why it got the new bracha was,
you know,
because
right. As we say, the etzem was with the shtani to begin with. With the shtani from grapes to become wine. With the shtani from chitim to become bread. So what's holding its bracha and giving it its status? The fact that it's a good piece of bread. It's a good
it's a nice quality wine. Once you get this kalkel, then you basically retroactively, you know, the shtani of before kicks in. Like we said, maybe last tamosa, it's a good svara. The zono is something similar, I guess, but you wouldn't necessarily say that by a ha'etz. So I know there's a deal on this. There's an achas davar. I reminded myself now in the sugya of Shulakos, he takes the davar pashut. He says, I think it's right in the beginning of the sugya. He says something changes taste. So that was the sugya he thought of Shulakos, but he says the davar pashut there. If you have a fruit that gets a little bit somewhat spoiled, he doesn't think that that should change the bracha. He takes that as a davar pashut. Let me see if I can. Yeah. Yes. He writes, he says, Shlokos, the Torah pre was all nishtana. It was nishtana b'tam. So he says, maybe that's why the bracha shouldn't change. But havi kimo, and here's his example, havi kimo pre shenishtana b'taymo, aydei shenishyashen, Ocean near Kafsas, the Vadai Kol Kama Dilo Nifsal Meachilas Adam, Legamri, the Milse Kaimalin in Bracha. Hakinami says the Bishul is only Misham the Tam. That could be why the Milse Kai. But he takes it of a pushit. A priest should ishtana the Taimo. Because it got a little old, it got a little rotten. It's not Nisachis Adam, the Milse Kaimalin in Bracha. That's not a Kodesh Shinui. That's Nishtana. So, he would argue that's true by peros. So when we talk about ishtani by peros, we're talking about trima. What was the shinoi? In what regard? In what respect? In what aspect of it? Toar, the appearance. You got mashed, you don't recognize it. But the pre shenishtana, again, we'll see, the only thing is the sugi of novlos. We'll have to see tomorrow. It's not so simple. We have novlos, bushri karmi. But the way we're assuming right now, it's specific to yayin, and pass, and perhaps also to a tafshuam zonos. Given to see tomorrow, noblos is not so simple, maybe, what noblos is all about. But the way it's going, Shulchan Aruch, where we have pascha ipsha, the Mishnah Berurah just takes it as lack of chashivas. But maybe the lashonos of the Rashbam and Bava Basra, and I thought it was above here, maybe we would define it, that it's not called pas. And maybe the Diuk of Rashi also, someone said Rashi is mashma this way. Where's Rashi? We have any Rashi on today? Shehikrim gives you a last word. That's it. There's no Rashi here. At least maybe it'll be Rashi later. Okay, Avi. Yeah, go.
If it lost its fruits, why would it not?
If what?
The yayin, for instance, if it lost its chashivas, which is why it got its fruits,
yeah.
Why would it go down to shahakal and not just be like a stam?
So that's a good question. So why is it going to be ha'etz, right? Let's go. So yeah, first we have to retrace the steps. You make ha'etz on wine. What's the halach?
Chokas.
Okay. But that's ha'etz on good wine, right? Again, we're explaining. The etzem is an ishtani process happening in every situation of wine, because the grapes no longer recognize as grapes. So now you have wine. Elamai ishtani li'iluya, sayid, misameach, etc. Once the chashivas of wine goes down, it won't no longer have that unique chashivas of wine, and then we fall back on the problem of ishtani. Ishtani, so then ishtani is not going to get ha'etz either. It's shahako. There is a hagaras ashri that's mashma that ishtani brings things down one level. Nachis chadaga. We didn't spend much time on that shita. And then, of course, yukasha is the akasha. If the ishtani means downgrade by one, then I think we can't say such a pshat here. It has to be lack of chashivas, becomes shahako, and that's it. But if you're going to learn that ishtani and nachas David goes out of his way, you'll find it earlier in the parak, he disagrees vehemently with such an idea, that ishtani means nachas chadaga. The post can play with that idea, nachas chadaga, go down one level. He says, no, if it's ishtani, let's say batrima, whatever it is, ishtani means like the shahako. Okay, so you have ishtani.
Also, the
ishtani
can be from the grapes.
Right, but he's so maybe he should become Adama, he'll say. Yeah. Why is he going to Shahako? But again, the answer is ishtani makes a Shahako. Any other questions, Chava? Yeah?
Yeah, I was just wondering if the
Okay, so two more shiurim, then we'll try to get through the rest of the shiurim.